Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. So as the crowds gathered around Jesus, Jesus sat down and he begins his most famous sermon by making 9 statements about blessing. Jesus proclaimed that the poor in spirit, the mournful, the meek, the hungry, and many others who are often overlooked were blessed. I mean, it was actually a fairly radical proposition and would have likely been quite surprising to Jesus' first century Jewish audience, because it was the prevailing belief at the time that physical, material, relational well-being were associated with God's blessing and favor. So someone who was rich, healthy, surrounded by numerous children was understood to be blessed and favored by God. A good fortune was believed to be evidence of God's satisfaction with an individual and with communities as a whole. Conversely, if a person was ill, poor, childless, their low estate, their misfortune were attributed to being under the curse of God. And it seemed to make sense, and perhaps makes sense to us, or at least it may align with our understanding of fairness. Fairness being good people should receive good things and bad people should reap what they sow. However, it might be helpful to our contemporary ears and minds to interpret the word blessed as beloved. Right, kind of switch it out. Instead of blessed, beloved. Throughout the Bible, Scripture asserts that God pays special attention to and takes particular interest in people that the world often overlooks. Poor folks, grieving people, hungry individuals, they all hold a special place in God's heart, according to the Bible. Whether or not they feel or appear to be blessed, they are dearly beloved. You know, God loves them dearly. To think about it, when we find ourselves down and out, when we are disheartened, when we're discounted, we too must remember our belovedness. And I wonder, what would it mean? What would it mean for us and for our world if we took special interest in people who kind of live on the margins of our lives and our communities? What would it mean if we took as much interest in those who are overlooked and underappreciated as Jesus did? How might inequity and neglect be mitigated if we paid attention to the introduction of Jesus' most memorable sermon? Jesus began his Sermon on the Mount affirming a truth that he understood and wanted each and every one of us to learn, that God dearly loves those our world often overlooks. So, in terms of a question today, just ask yourself, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to you to be beloved? What does it mean to you to be blessed? Think about that. And in terms of a practice, I want you to reach out to someone you know who is overlooked or underappreciated, and I want you to tell them something that you value about them. Okay, so reach out to someone that's overlooked and speak a word to them that expresses what you see of value in them. So essentially, bless them. Let's pray. Lord God, we know through Scripture that you value the lost and the least and the lonely. You care deeply for those people that we often overlook or choose to ignore. Any and every message from you begins, Lord God, with a call to compassion and care for those who are disrespected and discounted. Because, Lord God, everyone is of value and importance to you. Whether we're feeling particularly blessed or feel as if we are under a curse, help us to understand your deep love for each and every one of us. And help us to share that love and blessing with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.